This is Tim Hunzi, partner of Parallel Music Publishing and board member of the Nashville Association of Independent Music Publishers. Thanks for listening to the Nashville Pubcast. This episode of Nashville Pubcast, we have Leslie Roberts, Executive Director, Creative for BMI. Leslie explains that PROs are more than just banks, but they are the frontline resource for entry into music row. I think a lot of people have a misconception or a misunderstanding about exactly what the role of a PRO really is. So you can start off with the basics of what do you do? What do you guys do? I'd call you my bank. I know you write me checks. I love you guys.
That's what a lot of people call us. Well, I tell people in the broad strokes is we collect money that's, you know, paid to radio, licensing, digitally. We collect all that money on behalf of the songwriters, and then we pay that back out.
Right.
That's what BMI as a huge company does. What we do in my department, we're the creative department, and we work with songwriters and help them with anything creative or administratively. So I tell people creatively, listening to songs, if the time is right, sending you to meet with a publisher, administratively making sure everything, all of your songs are registered correctly, your address is in there correctly, things like that. But within that, there's so many different things that we do. I mean, you know, all of the events that we have, right. All the stages, we have stages on every major festival. We have networking events. We do shows all over town.
So and even legislatively, you guys have been fighting for writers' rights as well, which is huge these days.
Yep,
a lot going on in that little world for sure. And that is a lot to break off. But the basis of what I always say when somebody asks, I said, really, again, not really joking, that the PROs are our bank, but they're really they're collection agencies. But as you mentioned, part B of that is, you are really, especially in Nashville, and I know that the other branches do as well, but here in town, it's such an important function for us is working with up-and-coming talent. Because I know that, for me personally, I've signed many writers that have been referred to me from you guys. And I call y'all like the first wave. You get everybody first coming into town, BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, and NSAI are the four that most people throw out. Go, hey, if you haven't visited with them, that's who you need to start with.
Exactly. We're sort of, I feel like a lot of times we're the first and sometimes the longest relationship that songwriters have, and I feel like we're a vital part of their team. I feel like, you know, back in the day, record labels, they developed artists. When I was at Sony, that's what I did. I worked with a lot of artists on demo deals. Fast forward 15 years, record labels don't really do that now, and the onus is on the publisher to do that. Yep. And then a lot of people come to BMI now to help set them up on co-writes, when that's not really what we do, but I'll, you know, we will do that if it makes sense and if it's an organic, natural thing.
Well, it's kind of like all of us are finding with the changing times, you kind of add things to your plate because I think, not necessarily because it's your role, but because of your passion about what you do. Because you'll hear something, because I know you've always been one over there that when you hear something you like, you'll call or you get super excited about it and you want to do everything you can. I think you've called me a couple times about cards. Hey, you should hear so-and-so and you really need to get with so-and-so. And I think that's great. But same here. I didn't see myself as being a record label and I'm putting music out on a fairly regular basis now.
Right.
And it gets challenging because it also starts cutting into time. And all of us only have 24 hours in a day, really, to handle that stuff. There's got to be so many people that come in the door. How do you even manage the time to be able to see everybody? Or I find as a publisher, because people are always coming trying to get me, that I have to manage my time really well. And I've had this... It's almost like, I guess everybody calls it FOMO. I have a fear of missing out, and I want to help so many people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you want to manage your time, and that gets really hard. So I know part of that onus is on us as the reps of our companies on the creative side. But what's the best way now, knowing that your time's of an essence, if I wanted to try to approach you, is there a simple way to do that, or is it just best to go through the front end and try to build your way through that?
No, I meet with everyone, and I think a lot of people sort of understand that it's like, you don't need to call me every week. You don't need to call me every month. Are you going to write a great song once a week? No. I mean, probably not if you're newer and you're mm-hmm. just you're new to the craft. But I'm like, always stay in touch. It's like if I sent someone to you, I would say never make that relationship with Tim for naught. If I send you to him and you haven't reached out to him in 6 months, send him an email once every 4 months. Say, this is what I've been up to with one song. You always have to keep those relationships up. Same with me. I'll meet with someone and I'll sort of give them a list of things to do. You need to go out. You need to start meeting people. You need to co-write with this person or whatever it is. Just sort of go do it.
Right.
And then make all those relationships I introduced you to, make those 20 more. Because you can't keep coming back to the well and expecting me to do everything for you. I can sort of get you started and tell you what you should do, and then you need to just go do it.
I get these phone calls and people say, hey, you know what? I'm a published writer. I'm published by BMI. And immediately know they don't really know what they're talking about. Can you address what that means? Because that really, I think it's really important people out there really understand how, as a writer, we're just talking to a writer entity, a young writer or a writer in town without a publishing deal, what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. That is the question of the last 10 years. If I had a dollar for every time someone asked me about a publishing deal. Setting up a publishing company at BMI is not having a pub deal. The only reason you need to set up a publishing company at BMI, I tell everyone two reasons. One, if Mr. Tim Hunzi here is signing you to a publishing deal or anyone is signing you to a publishing deal and giving you co-pub, you have to start a pub company up at BMI in order to get paid. The second reason, if you have a publishing company and you are paying someone to write for you, you will need to set up a publishing company at BMI. Otherwise, there is no reason to set up a publishing company. You still get paid. When you register your songs, there's 200% of a song, 100% publisher share, 100% writer share. If you wrote that song by yourself or what, you just always double your writer share because there's no publisher share. It's that simple.
Yeah, I agree as well. And even when I have somebody that's writing for me, if they don't have co-pub, I tell them they don't need to set it up. Like,
exactly.
There's no need for that. Just set up your writer share. We will control your publisher share, make sure, or the full publishing share. And if they work into co-pub, that's usually when I say, well, call Leslie, clear some names, get your co-pub set up, and then you're off to the races at that point. But because
right.
It's not, because you have to pay for that as well, and there's just no need to get into that whole hassle of administration.
And then a lot of times I do work with people who are, and I'm like, listen, if you're going to sign a publishing deal in 3 months, don't do it because you're going to have to do a whole nother one in 3 months if you get co-pub. So just wait till you get that pub deal.
And I always suggest this, and I get this on my end as well, like, send me one or two songs. Send me your couple best. I can tell from a couple songs whether it's going to be good or not. You don't need a list of like 10 songs in your inbox or a link, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I say 2-3 songs max.
And you
because
guys,
think how many people we meet with.
Oh.
If we meet with six people in a day and they sent you 10 songs each, that's 60 songs. We're not going to listen to those.
And I also feel bad. I don't know which of the 10 to listen to, and I feel bad if I don't get to them all, which then usually, by the way, means you move down in my inbox further down because I
right.
didn't listen to them, and it means I'm not going to listen to your song eventually because it's
because
too
the ones
hard.
That come in with two songs, you listen to those because you can knock it out.
And it send a response right back out. I'm with you on that. That's a challenge. And I know that BMI has systems in play as well to help writers. Don't you guys have some programs involved where you do group listening, or there's days where listening happens? Happens for people to sign up for?
There are a couple different things. So the Jason Blum Workshop, which happens, I believe, 4 times a year, and you can go on the website and find it.
And he's great. I've participated with him
and then
many
Cliff
times.
Goldmacher does one too.
Okay.
And that's fairly new. And I believe that one's 4 times a year also. Same thing, you can sign up on the website. Then we have walk-ins, which I don't know if you're even familiar with those.
I am not, actually.
Okay, so it's changed over the years, and I believe it's getting ready to change again. But the way it stands now is on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 9 and 11, you can come in and meet with a writer rep without an appointment.
Wow. How many do you usually get on average? I would say a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes there's none, and then sometimes you'll have 10.
Okay.
I mean, anywhere. I mean, it's, but usually they're a lot. But hey, it's a great way to meet with a writer rep. You may not get your songs listened to at that particular moment, but if I have time, I'll listen to them really quickly and just, you know, give some advice and answer any questions, and then.
That's fantastic. Now, the question is, have you found some gold in one of those meetings that you've turned in?
I have.
Ah, there you go.
1 in 10 years.
1 in 10.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's not great odds.
I mean, I'm sure there are more than that, but there's one really
for you that connected.
Yeah.
You want to say who it was?
Nick Wayne.
Oh, I love Nick Wayne.
I know, he's the best.
That's fantastic. Yep. That's a great story.
I know.
One for me on that side was Lance Carpenter. He came more through the NSAI world because he was really active in that, but they sent him to me, and we listened for time, and he listened to everything we just said. I remember telling him, like, I like your songs. My door's open. Just don't abuse it, and send me some more. And every few months, like you said, usually about 6 months or so, or if he had something, he would send me a song. And at the end of the day, we ended up working together, and it's been great. But I really appreciate it. And he actually says he enjoyed it because I would give him some homework, and he would do that, and that made an impression on him as well. And I tell people the same thing. Like, when you send me somebody, I may not immediately think I need to sign this person, but I am great. I love to mentor. So like you said, if I have time, I'll sit with you, I'll network with you, depending on your attitude and how you handle yourself. And that's a huge thing to me. And I will continue to listen to songs and build that relationship till hopefully it gets to somewhere where we can, you know, find you a home or you grow into your publishing deal, you know.
To add to what you said about that, you know, when people do ask about co-writes, it's not one of those things that I can, and sometimes, yeah, maybe it does work this way, but I can just hear your song and meet with you for 30 minutes and say, oh, he needs to write with this person. Sometimes it does happen, but I mean, it's a very organic thing. I tell them, I'm like, I might think of someone for you to write with today. 2 months, 6 months, never. You know, I just don't know. It's just really organic.
So, Leslie, you mentioned events that BMI hosts, and I know of a number of them, but you want to share some of the ones you really enjoy and that are really great, and express to us which, like, how to get involved in some of them, because I know everybody knows about Key West Songwriters Festival, and everybody wants to play that, but there's ways to get in and not get in on these things.
Okay, so I'll sort of start with a couple of new ones that we've been doing recently that have been really, I'd say over the last 2 years, have been really neat events, and it's called the Next Big Wave Series. So the first event is a mixer for writers that don't have publishing deals. So many writers come to me and they're like, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? And they're not ready for a publishing deal yet. So what I can do for you is put you in a room with 100 other songwriters that have the same, you know, dreams that you do. You can meet potential co-writers. You can meet people that are just trying to do the same thing you're doing. That's one event. Then we have it's also the Next Big Wave Series, and it's for writers that have signed their first pub deal.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's another one that's for young music business professionals, like 25 and under. It's a breakfast.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. But the cool thing about those writers, so the first time we had the one for no publishing, writers with no publishing deals, then we had, fast forward to the one with their first pub deal, a lot of those writers that were at the first one ended up coming to the second one because they'd gotten a publishing deal between the two. Because usually they're probably 6 months, sometimes 6 months a year apart. And we're just getting ready to have the second breakfast for the young music business professionals. And that's just a great way for those guys to meet the people at BMI and for us to meet all of them. And just, it's just a great networking opportunity. All of them are.
So is there music played, or is it really just a mix and mingle?
Mix and mingle. Give each other your cards. You need to know this person. That's also a great way for us to, it's sort of, it's like, oh, you two need to know each other and write.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, to help connect, like, yep. you know their music and put them together. Oh, uh-huh. that's fantastic. On the mixers, how does somebody register or get signed up for that? Is there a website okay. to go to? Or
there's no website. So I tell all the reps that they work with or meet with, I'm like, now, sort of in the back of your mind, remember these things that we have going on and make a list. Like, I keep a running list of people with no pub deal or with their first pub deal. So when we're getting ready to do one of these things, we automatically have all the
oh,
people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's somewhat of an
tough.
Invite.
Yeah, but I mean, anyone, if you were like, oh, Leslie, this person needs to be there, I would be like, absolutely send
fantastic.
Them.
That's good for me to know, too. Because, again, what I'm hearing, which I love, is that BMI is a community-oriented company, which I know you host a lot of different events for different things as well as build up the community. So what are some of the other songwriting events that you guys do? You've got your mixers for your up-and-coming. What are some of the other ones y'all are involved in?
We have BMI Buzz, which is usually held 4, 6, 8, it varies on how many times a year we have it, but that's for songwriters, artists that people around town are talking about. We put them on a show, invite the publishers, and a lot of people have gotten pub deals that way. So that's BMI
Buzz. I've been
to
one. Those are great.
Yeah. And Marianne Keenan in our office just started Know Them Now.
I've been to a few of those. Those are fantastic.
That's a great one too. So those are for people that have publishing deals, have had a couple singles, but they want to play out too, so it's a great thing. I think she's having we're getting ready to have the third one of those. So that's
been a great networking. I'm saying yep. this because I know they're advertised out there on social media, these events. So when you see these are the things we're talking about you go to really network. A, see what are the writers who are getting signed, what level they're at, what their songs sound like, and then you're going to have publishers and other great writers in the room mingling. So those are great networking opportunities.
We have Eastside Sounds, which is more of your pop rock alternative, which is fantastic. They do that over at in East Nashville, the Basement.
All right.
We have 8 off 8. We sponsor that every Monday. We do not book that every Monday. We might book that 8 times a year, and that can be anything from last week. It was more pop rock alternative. It can be an all country night, 80s country. Anything we need it to be.
And that leads into another great question. You guys aren't just country music at BMI, correct?
Correct.
Because I mean,
everybody's
a lot of people
moving
think that
here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we do it all.
Now, I know also I work with a lot of young artists, and I see a lot of young touring artists and guys out there on their own, and they ask me about the PROs paying for live performance, and I know BMI handles that. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yes, we have a program called BMI Live. What you would do is you sign up online to BMI Live. That means you're going to sign up for paperless statements and direct deposit. But other than that, it's simple. You just go in and register the venue where you played, the date, your set list, and boom, you're good to go.
And it does require, which I'd like to tell people, you do have to go do it and do it on your own and register these things. And so there is some data entry involved, but it's very helpful. I've told my young guys, like, you know, you may not necessarily get rich off of it, but it's enough to keep paying gas money and some utility money. And it's money. It's real. It's right there. If you're out touring, it's totally worth it's your time to get in there and set it up. And I've seen some incomes from those that I was surprised I was missing money by not registering my songs for the live part of it.
Exactly.
So that's great. Thanks for listening to the Nashville AIMP Pubcast. For more information, check out AIMP.org or follow us at Nashville AIMP on Instagram. The Nashville AIMP would like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Jamber and Sound Exchange. Jamber wants to know if you're looking for an easier way to capture song splits at the point of creation and organizing your catalog. Jamber is our podcast sponsor, and they are offering listeners a first look at their songwriter and publisher apps that allow songwriters to collaborate when inspiration strikes. Go to jamber.com/AIMP to sign up today. Sound Exchange develops business solutions for the entire music industry. They collect and distribute royalties on behalf of more than 155,000 recording artists, master right owners, and music publishers. Sound Exchange have paid out more than $5 billion in royalties. SX Works serves the licensing administration needs of music publishers around the world and operates CMRRA, which represents music publishers and administers mechanical rights for the majority of songs recorded, sold, and broadcast in Canada. We appreciate you listening to the Nashville Pubcast. Stay tuned for an all-new episode next week.